What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and coming soon to Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time to start hour number three of the radio program. Brought to you, as always, by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Catch the surf action and the good vibes at the 26th Annual Cape Kiwanda Longboard Classic, proudly presented by Pelican Brewing. It's the largest annual surfing event in the PN Dub, and it's September 19th through the 21st. You can kick out the weekend Friday night with live music, and all weekend long, enjoy award-winning craft beer from Pelican at their original location in Pacific
City. Try that.
I would love to try that. A lot of fan bases could have used a few IPAs over the weekend, depending on if they're happy IPAs or sad IPAs. Mm. Let's talk some more college football with our good friend Max Chadwick of PFF. He's the co-host of PFF's College Football Show, and you can give him a follow on Twitter at CFB Max Chadwick. Max, good morning to you, man. There's a lot that happened in week one. Week two looks like it's going to be a dud. There's not a lot of great games, but week one delivered from start to finish.
Don't we always warn against saying it's
that
a
is
dud
true.
And then boom, like
who's
going to
get
teams?
Got? Somebody's going to get got this weekend. Max Chadwick, the biggest takeaway from week one for you was?
That we don't know anything going into the year. That was pretty much my biggest takeaway. Three of my top four teams in the country lost in week one, which might say something about me as an analyst, but it's pretty insane how incredibly chaotic week one was. So it's shaping up to be an all-time chaotic year of college football. And really, the thing that makes college football so great is the chaos, and I think we're in store for a lot of it this year.
I'm somebody that's a big believer in the move, and I just sometimes laugh at the whole don't be the guy following the guy, but the evidence right now is not great for Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. It is week one. We're always like, hey, let's not overreact to what happens. I didn't see that quite happening to them. Is this a we need to be patient and let this guy figure this out, or is this set the alarms off, look at the buyout numbers, panic mode for Alabama?
I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think he should be fired midseason at all, because I just don't think that's really what Alabama's been prone to do in the past, obviously, with Nick Saban for all those years, too. So he definitely has the entirety of this season, at least in my opinion. But after that, I mean, if he misses the playoff for a second straight year in a 12-team era, I mean, Nick Saban would have never dreamed of missing a 12-team playoff while he was the head coach, right? So the standard is a lot higher than that at Alabama. So I think if he does not make the playoff this year and get the year back on track, yeah, you could start talking about, who is going to be the next head coach at Alabama. Because I don't think – missing a playoff 2 years in a row in the 12-team era is acceptable at Alabama right now.
He had quite the DeBoer face going anytime they just had a mishap or they gave up a big run or a play. Like, oh, I wasn't ready for that one at all. Like, what was the most surprising part of watching that Alabama performance?
just how badly they were getting beat in the trenches. I mean, you know, I hate to keep comparing him to the greatest coach of all time, Nick Saban, but in the Nick Saban era at Alabama, you know, if you're going to beat Nick Saban, you needed to win with a dude at quarterback and guys on the outside receiver. You would never, ever dream of, you know, dominating their offensive line or their defensive line. So I think that was the biggest concern for me with Alabama is that Kalen DeBoer, you know, in his four games that he's lost his 14 or more point favorites, they've gotten worked in the trenches before. That's a really concerning sign for Alabama right now.
Yeah, we're talking with Max Chadwick, Pro Football Focus, co-host of PFF's College Football Show at CFB Max Chadwick on Twitter. We were just talking about the Ducks, and I know you've been high on them coming into the year. It's Montana State, right? So it's hard to have a big takeaway other than, hey, at least they didn't struggle this year like they did against Idaho. Just curious what you thought, maybe from some of the young guys, in particular a guy like DeCorian Moore making his debut, and how you're viewing the Ducks going forward this season.
Yeah, it was good to see them dominate. Because like you said, last year in their FCS game, they didn't look that great, and they still had a great year, obviously, after that, too. So it was good to see Dante Moore look good. I thought DeCorian Moore looked really good, too. You mentioned him before, the hurdle, and then really the block on the touchdown he had, too, was awesome. And that kind of speaks to the culture that Dan Lanning has in that program, that the receiver, I forgot who scored that touchdown, but the receiver who scored that touchdown, he actually went to celebrate DeCorian Moore's block more so than his touchdown. So that just shows, you know, what they're all about there at Oregon. And, yeah, I think right now they should be in the top five of every ranking right now. And I think Oregon could be in store for another really good year. And maybe they can repeat as Big Ten champions this year.
It's one game. It's early. The one thing about Arch Manning, I will say about this, with all the hype and the stuff that people kind of put on him before he even had really started a big game like that, I was not under the under the impression that he was a sidearm thrower. What happened there, and what did you make of Arch's first game performance?
Yeah, I think the mechanics in the first three quarters of the game were all out of whack. I agree with you. It didn't look pretty out there in the first three quarters. Now, you know, he was outstanding in the fourth quarter, which is why I would say pump the brakes on, you know, selling all stock on him or Texas just yet. I think, you know, that was a pretty brutal game one for Texas and Ohio State, too, so credit to them for winning the game. But Texas' offense is so young. You know, they have a brand new set of weapons. They lost their top three pass catchers from last year. They have four new starting offensive linemen, too. And you saw the youth on that Texas offense in week one. Now they have San Jose State this week to get right. But I'm not selling stock on him just yet. It wasn't a great performance from him, but the fourth quarter was outstanding, and you saw just what made him so hyped coming into the year. So, yeah, I'm not selling stock on him or Texas just yet, but obviously they got off on the wrong foot this year.
Two coaches who have yet to take their programs to playoffs got pretty big wins this weekend. I'm curious, who was it a bigger deal for you? Brian Kelly and LSU going on the road and bottling up Clemson, who just can't beat an SEC team right now, or Mario, despite the fact that he tried to be too conservative to win the game but ultimately ended up surviving? Mario or Kelly, who was the bigger winner for you?
I think Brian Kelly. I think Brian Kelly, because I had Clemson as my preseason national title pick going into the year and my number one team in the country. And Brian Kelly, and really the most impressive part of LSU's win, in my opinion, was their two biggest question marks were their offensive line and their defense. And both of them were outstanding against matchups that I thought were really bad for them. And Clemson's defensive line, which I think is the best in the country. And then Clemson's offense, which I also had as number one in the country going into the year, too. So, you know, LSU's defense was amazing in that win, and the offensive line was pretty good, too. So if those two are clicking on all cylinders, you have Garrett Nussmeier, the current Heisman Trophy favorite at quarterback, they could win it all this year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not the sexiest conference, but the Big 12 I found interesting going into the year of how many teams you could point to and say, they could win the conference. It's only 1 week, right? We had a week zero game, I guess, with Kansas State, Iowa State, but Iowa State undefeated. I thought TCU looked really impressive, even though North Carolina might not be very good. Arizona State held serve. Utah absolutely obliterated UCLA. When you look at the Big 12 right now, do you have week one takeaways of how you'd power rank that conference, or is this something you think week to week we're going to have to change an opinion?
Oh, week to week, absolutely. This is the most wide-open conference in college football, and there's a lot of good teams in it right now. And, I just put out my top 25 recently, and I think I had, like, five straight Big 12 teams at the very end of that ranking. So it's just like this is a conference that is so, so wide open. You mentioned Arizona State, Utah, Texas Tech I still think is a really good team in that conference too. You mentioned TCU looking great last night too against North Carolina. Yeah, it is just insane. Iowa State's 2-0 to start the year too. It is insane how wide open that conference is right now. I think anyone telling you there's a clear favorite to win the Big 12 just either is lying to you or doesn't know what they're talking about, I think.
Talking about Max Chadwick, Pro Football Focus, the co-host of PFF's College Football Show, at CFB Max Chadwick on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. Outside of Alabama, Florida State, because that has to be the biggest surprise, I think, for probably everybody out of week one. What was the biggest surprise for you this weekend?
Yeah, I think I would probably say Clemson looking as lethargic in the ways where I thought they would dominate LSU. You know, I thought Clemson's offense had a clear advantage in that game. And I will say Antonio Williams, their star receiver, barely playing at all was a big factor too. But Clemson's offense looking lethargic and their defensive line not being able to get pressure on Garrett Nussmeier as much. And also Garrett Nussmeier got rid of that football at a very, very quick rate too. That also contributed to, Clemson's defensive line not dominating. So I would say I'll put that up there too. Miami's trenches dominating was a little not too surprising, but I thought Notre Dame's offensive line was better than that, and Miami's defensive line just absolutely dominated them in that one. So that was surprising in a good way too. But yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, the Alabama, just the way they lost to a team in Florida State that I thought really going into it, I thought Alabama could destroy Florida State, and the way they lost like that, really they got destroyed by the Seminoles. That was by far the most surprising part of week one.
Well, and we all know, Max, like the hardest thing out of week one to do is not have some like grand takeaway, because we're waiting for football for months and months and months. You watch a game and you want to have some like conclusion about how a season's going to go. So obviously nobody has any idea, but is how much of the takeaway from that game is, damn, Florida State might end up being a problem? Do we see them fixing all of the problems that they had last year in one off season? We know how good Gus Malzahn could be as a play caller, especially in his history against Alabama. But I'm just curious, the Florida State takeaway of that, are we buying stock in Florida State?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you should. I think Florida State, really the two new coordinators they hired in Gus Malzahn and Tony White have looked like they changed the culture of that program, because, you know, really the whole problem with Florida State last year was I thought they were a soft football team last year. And you saw in that game against Alabama, they were about it, right? Alabama was on the look soft in that game. And if you make Alabama look soft, that says a lot about your program right there. So, I think Florida State, you know, I didn't have them ranked preseason. Now they're in my top 15 because of that win over Alabama. So they have a legit chance to contend the ACC this year and maybe sneak into the playoff this year. And, you know, this is the thing with Mike Norvell's teams at Florida State. Like, they are so reliant on the transfer portal that they have a brand new roster every single season. It's why, you know, they had an incredible 2023 season, and then going into 2024, brand new roster, people thought they'd be really good again, but they went 2-10. Now this year, brand new roster, people thought, okay, they have another bad year. No, they just beat Alabama. So it's kind of a, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword with the transfer portal with Florida State right now, and right now they're living by it in 2025.
I don't know if this is a good take. I just don't. I have no real read if Mike Norvell is a good coach. Like, I think he is, but like, to your point, they were so soft and awful last year, and so he brings two big coordinators in, and suddenly they're really, like, is that Mike Norvell, or is that the coordinators? I don't have a read on Mike Norvell as a coach.
I think he's a good coach. You know, he was great before Florida State too, and obviously, I thought he got robbed of a playoff spot in 2023 when they went 13-0. I thought it was an insult to competition to say, oh well, now that one player is hurt, that you don't deserve to be in a playoff even though you're undefeated. So it was pretty ironic considering they got revenge on Alabama for taking that playoff spot from them in that year too. But yeah, I think Mark Norvell is a good coach. I think last year was just an absolute disaster, and like I said, when you have a brand new roster pretty much every single year with so many transfers coming in, there's some times where it's just not a good team and they don't have time to gel together and anything like that. So it is an issue sometimes with the portal with the way you construct that roster. But I think overall he is a good coach, and you're seeing it this year too. He really just had one horrendous year in 2024, but honestly, that could be a blip on his radar the way he's going right now.
Last one for me, Max, because we appreciate having you on a Tuesday following a week one of college football action. Was there a non-ranked team for you? I had a buddy that was like, dude, I'm all in on USC. And I'm like, they played Missouri State, but okay, they scored 73. Is there a non-ranked team that caught your eye, even if they didn't play a great opponent, that you could see shooting up into the rankings and maybe being a bigger problem than we're talking about right now?
First of all, I love them right there. I think that's the best part of college football. Exactly. You watch one game, you're like, oh, this is the national champion right here. That's the best part of the sport. I love that. I would say right now, obviously, I would think Florida State's the biggest one. And then after that, I would say actually two teams that I had in my top 25 that people are now getting a lot higher on after week one. I loved Utah going into the year. I had them losing my Big 12 title game going into the year, and you said it. I mean, they dominated UCLA within the trenches especially. I think that could be a theme throughout the entire season. That offensive line at Utah with Devin Dampier at quarterback could be lethal. And the defense is always really good under Kyle Whittingham. So them. And then also, I think Auburn is dangerous this year. I think Auburn, who I had in my top 25 too entering the year, I know they've had four straight losing seasons, but they brought in Jackson Arnold, who looked really good against Baylor as a runner especially. The offensive line is way better than last year. The receiving core is better too. I mean, they have an elite supporting cast around Jackson Arnold. If he could play anything like the five-star recruit that he was coming out of high school, that could be one of the best offenses in the country, in my opinion. And then the defense has some really nice seasons, too, in the secondary. And then Keldrick Falk, their edge rusher, could be a top 15 pick in the NFL draft, too. So Auburn is a team to watch out for in the SEC this year.
Here comes Auburn. Max Chadwick is his name. Co-host of Pro Football Focus's college football show at CFB. Max Chadwick on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Max, thanks for the time this morning, man. Always appreciate it.
Max, I want to add one quick thing as we let you go. My co-host thinks the beard edition's great, man. He thinks it just adds
looks phenomenal
to you.
Yeah. It looks phenomenal, dude. Two thumbs up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I tried to grow out the beard a couple of years ago just to see how it works out, and thankfully it's worked out so far. So I think it might be here to stay, but I appreciate the kind words there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.